Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about capitalizing your small business. You know, the first sentence, if somebody were writing the job description for your job as the CEO, the chief executive officer of your small business, which you are, if you're the founder, if you're running the business, I know you probably would say, well, I'm the manager of my business. I manage my business, and that's okay, I'll give you that. But at some point in time, and as you've heard me say now for a number of years, I've been trying to help you understand that part of the time you've got to drop into or elevate yourself into, maybe I should say, the role of the CEO, because the CEO has different responsibilities. And there are different things expected from a CEO as we expect from a manager. So in the role of the CEO, the first line of your job description says this: get the capital your company needs. It's your job to acquire and make available to the company the capital your business needs. Now, what is capital? Webster says business capital is any asset, tangible or intangible, that's held for long-term investment. Capital blended with operating cash becomes the financial fuel that your company's engine uses to operate with and to fund growth. Let's talk about what some of the sources of capital is. It's pretty simple. The good news is the sources of capital for a small business are simple. The bad news is we don't have a lot of choices. We basically have three. Big businesses have dozens. They can do all kinds of creative things because they have scale and they have their markets out there to help people do this. But for small businesses, they're basically three, and the first one is investment capital, and this is equity. This is the investment that you put in the very beginning, the initial capital when you incorporate your business. One of the things you have to do, especially when you incorporate, or even if you don't incorporate, you've got to start out with something, and usually that's coming from you. Even the desk and chair and computer that you basically transfer from your own use to your company use, that's initial capital. So anything that you use in the beginning to start your business with, and when you incorporate, you'll have to have a certain amount of capital to incorporate because the shares will have to have some value. And so you'll typically, people will incorporate with $1,000 or $1,500 in capital, and that's what they put on the balance sheet. But it could be from someone else. It could be from an investor, maybe from a partner. So it's direct investment is part of the capital. The third one is retained earnings. And this is money this is profits that you leave in the bank. I mean, in the business, profits that you leave in the business. Retained earnings, very important. And then the third one is borrowed funds. So this is where you take out business loans usually from a bank. So those are the three: investment capital, retained earnings, and borrowed funds. Every once in future small business CEO must be able to deal with capitalization issues, and including the next three prime capital fundamentals. And the first one is capital requirements. Additional capital is required to stay in business beyond what was necessary to start your business. I'm going to say that again. This is going to be on the test. Additional capital is required to stay in business beyond what was necessary to start the business. And the stay-in-business capital is much more than the get-in-business capital. Success begets growth, and growth eats capital like Cookie Monster eats chocolate chip cookies. So without a capitalization plan, You can grow yourself right out of business. It is possible to grow yourself right out of business. You must know how much you're going to sell, how much you're going to spend on things like inventory, operating expenses, equipment, training, etc. Then you have to estimate the capital required to cover the gap between how long it will take you to collect your money from your customers and how quickly you'll have to pay your suppliers. And an essential practice is to project cash flow over a 12-month period. Any negative numbers at the bottom of any column represents a level of extra capital that you're going to need, when you're going to need it, and for how long you're going to need it. And that's how you determine when you might need help from a bank, is by doing that cash flow spreadsheet. You've heard me talk about this before, folks. If you hear me talk about it this much, you know it must be important. So that's capital requirements. The next fundamental is capital allocation. There are three capital allocation guidelines. Don't use operating cash to purchase assets. Don't take money out of the till to buy a fixture or a computer. Things that are going to be long-term, make sure that you use long-term capital for that. Typically, you'd borrow money for something like that. You'd borrow it for a year or 12, 30, or 36 months or something like that for something that's going to last you that long. Don't borrow money for operating expenses unless it's seasonal, meaning you know you're going to get it. You need the money for a seasonal expense, and you're going to pay it back at the end of the season. And then funding growth with borrowed money is okay. You can go to the bank and borrow money to fund growth if you have a plan to convert growth funding long-term from debt to retained earnings. So you would have a 5-year, maybe even a 10-year plan to help you convert debt funding to retained earnings funding, meaning the business has been profitable enough over that period of time to fund your growth. And the last one is retained earnings. This is the working capital. You don't have to borrow from a bank or dilute ownership with investors. It's your safety net during the inevitable periods of slow sales or other problems. And it's your financial home run when you sell your business. Unfortunately, accumulating retained earnings is slower than most desired growth goals. Most people don't, their profit every year is a lower percentage than their growth plans. So every dollar of profit you leave in your business, folks, is as retained earnings, is a step toward financial security. I'm going to say that again. Every dollar of profit you leave in your business as retained earnings is a step toward financial security. As a CEO of your business, it's your job to acquire, manage, allocate, and maximize all sources of capital. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. It's grapefruit
wine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.